picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Hello, everybody. Annyeong.
Hola.
Hello. Welcome to Let's Talk Hoya. Patches.
Miss P. She's watching our video.
You're going to see Adam's cat just completely interrupt everything.
She's yeah, very but she's cute enough to get away with it.
She's the cutest little kitty cat.
Patches. Come here. Come on.
She's like, I want to make my rounds. Say hi to everybody.
Oh, that's a pretty girl. Oh, that's a pretty girl. Okay. Sorry about that.
But welcome back today. Because we did an episode not too long ago, like just looking at what Hoya were kind of in the market and things like that. And that kind of reinvigorated like, oh, there's these plants I used to have that I really liked that I don't have anymore. It'd be kind of fun to have them again. So today's question for y'all is, what are Hoyas that you regret ever having in your collection? And if any, and what are Hoya that are no longer with you that you wish you had again or would like to have? I guess that's the same thing, but would like to have again in your collection.
Hmm. Why don't we start with you, Lydia?
Okay, we can start with me. So way back in the day at like peak COVID, when the Facebook groups were like ablaze. Remember, you would like hop on the Facebook groups and there would be purges all the time. And you would be sitting there in real time, like trying to be the first one that like commented sold.
Yeah.
Because
I always used to win because I had Verizon.
And then it would like, and then someone would have to literally go on a computer because then it would tell you the timestamp by like minute and second to see whose timestamp was actually first.
Remember one time we stood outside of, what was it, a McDonald's or like...
Oh no, a closed Starbucks.
Oh yeah, to get Wi-Fi because UPT was having a live, what did you call it? Sale?
A purge.
And we wanted Hoyas from that purge and we needed the Wi-Fi to be on our side.
I remember, though.
Yeah.
During that purge, I won a Mapijera and I had wanted one so badly that I was super, super excited.
Wasn't I in pajamas?
No, I was going to say, we had like got this Airbnb, but it was kind of like, it wasn't like out in the middle of nowhere, but it was behind it was like this like up long, a mountain. Yeah, and there was like a pond and everything and it was really cute, but there was no internet service. And so we were laying in bed and we had set like,
those were trying times because service was not coming into the little B&B we'd gotten. And I was like, Lydia, I low-key need to sleep in the car outside of the Starbucks because I'm a little addicted to being online.
A little, a lottle.
Yeah, it was bad. Anyway.
But we were like laying in bed, and I'm pretty sure I had set an alarm or something for this purge because we had seen it like on our way in, and the alarm goes off and it's like a 15-minute warning. And we're like, holy shit, like we need to find internet. Like we want to do this purge, and we're in our pajamas, like we're like laying in our pajamas, and
I'm wearing a muumuu. She's wearing like shorts and like weird socks.
Yeah, and I was like, are we getting up now? And she's like, okay, come on, let's go. And we get up and we start walking up this driveway, holding up our phones, trying to find internet. And we're like, we literally have no service. Get in the car, start driving. Just like there's a Starbucks, and it's like this purge is like about to start. And so we're sitting outside of Starbucks, closed. There's like a bench outside. You're like sitting on the bench. I got a picture of you that day, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you do have pictures.
Oh god. But anyway, no. So during, I feel like those purges, man. Like, if you're talking about, like, a dopamine hit, there was nothing that gave a dopamine hit like that. And then, like, that, like, surge of excitement that you get.
Yeah.
But anyway, during those times, there, one of the plants that I wanted was a Maniparensis, which is a smaller leaved Hoya, kind of triangular. They actually self-pollinate if you get blooms. And some people even think that they might be a Dischidia. But anyway. And that was back in, 2020, I think I had gotten that plant. And ever since, I have had this plant for 5 years, and it has done so freaking poorly. There's nothing that I can, I have checked it for every possible thing you can possibly think of. Up until recently, I just let it go.
Yeah.
I have put it in every cabinet, every environment. I've even like put it somewhere and then was, you know, because like sometimes like I tell people like you just have to let it be and just like let it go. So like I followed my own advice and I put it on a nice little comfy cozy shelf, and I was like, I'm gonna let it go, I'm gonna let it be. And that was 2 years ago, and I'm over it. I'm so over it. So I just stopped watering it and it died.
Wow.
But I feel like after 5 years, like it should have done something. Yeah. But it would never, like it would try to put on new leaves and it would dry up instantly, and it like barely the whole time gave me maybe 3 sets of leaves. It just stayed this tiny little thing all of its life. And so I think there was something, like
it was definitely the plant, not you.
Yeah, like I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, there was some energy there.
Yeah. So I finally gave up on it after 5 years, and I feel like, because that was like peak COVID time, I bet I paid a pretty penny for it. I don't know how much, maybe $50 or something. I honestly don't even remember. Mm-hmm. But it has given me much heartache, because there's people who have these like beautiful Maniparensis and they're like huge, and they're,
is
like,
is it Maniparensis or Maniparensi?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm, and then kidding. Like after a certain point, people were getting blooms and they're like, oh my gosh, I got seeds. And I'm like, you know,
you're looking at yours like
excited, and I'm looking at mine like, ooh.
Side eye.
But anyway, so that is probably one of the biggest regrets that I have in plants that I've purchased, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I've always liked the Maniparensis because I really do like the leaf shape, but
it's so pretty.
Have you ever had one, Adam?
No, but I have to tell you that I don't think I like the leaf texture of a Maniparensis.
Interesting.
Oh, it's just like a regular leaf texture.
Yeah, but it always looks to me like, it looks to me like the Hoya carrii texture of a leaf.
It's a little bit softer.
Okay.
It's more like,
I mean, it's basically like a miniature version of the carrii, but not really, but I know.
It's really pretty. I would almost want one again one of these days, but I need to get over my sorrow over this very poorly grown plant that I had for 5 years of my life.
That's wild, though. You never saw anything on it. You treated it.
Nothing. It was in soil for the longest time. And then, of course, I went through my LECA phase. So then I went to LECA. And then, of course, I moved it into pond. And then it's lived in pond for the last, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just done so poorly, and it's never done anything. Nothing was wrong with the roots. Nothing was wrong with the plant itself. And I just did so poorly the whole time. It was so sad.
That is sad.
And so I finally let it go. I was like, I think this year's our goodbye.
Yeah.
And I know that because I'm not watering you anymore. So good luck living now.
And there wasn't even like a little effort at the end. Like it was like,
wait, no, I just watched it die and it was a little cathartic.
Yeah. That would be.
That's always good when you can get a little like oomph of justice with the Hoya that just did not want to live.
Yeah.
But anyway, that would be mine, would be the Hoya Many Princess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm struggling to think of many Hoya. And maybe you guys can remember that I've complained about one, but like I'm trying to struggle to find one that I was like, I regret getting that.
I know you were really salty over the Sigillatus for a long time.
Yeah, Sigillatus.
No, Sigillatus.
Yeah. You know, I was. That was one that I was kind of annoyed by, but then that one's semi okay, but I don't know if they're for me, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not like making me mad. The first one did, but I was like, okay, well, now that I realize I probably had some.
Yeah, it grows really fast.
Yeah.
And it's inoffensive in a lot of different ways.
That one has not grown at all, so.
Oh, really?
I think I really need. Listen, we're in the middle of doing some plant care overhauls.
Which is fair.
But one plant that I have had like a little turnaround, I posted about it this week on my Instagram, but the Hoya Rainforest Beauty.
That one you would always talk about.
Yes. I hated. No, I actually do like it more now, but it's only because I knew, because I was complimented on it because Miro was like, you have a beautiful specimen and you said you hate it. And I was like, oh, but it is not a fun plant. Like it grew another leaf, but like I would say in the last 6 months it probably grew one leaf.
It's very stunning when it initially puts out a new leaf, like when that red new leaf comes in. Mm-hmm. And you can like tell where the variegation is going to be, and it is very like red pink, and then you can, and then it slowly like marbleizes over time, and then you see the variegation come in. And at that point, it's beautiful. And then once it's like set and firm, there's something very underwhelming about the plant.
See, and I disagree a little bit.
Really?
Because I think some of the older leaves have some beautiful variegation and like a little silvery sheen.
Mm-hmm.
But when they first are developing, you're right. Like I see all that stuff and I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. And then at some point in that process, it kind of goes to like this weird, like flat green color.
Yeah.
The whole leaf. And then after some time, the variegation will start to show on that leaf again. Like the new leaf that's poking up at the top is like all covered in green. When mm-hmm. it was first growing, you could see the variegation.
Yeah.
You can't see it now, but then it's going to show itself again. So like, at least that's my experience.
Yeah. My least favorite part is when the white starts to brown. Because that one is like all of the leaves do that. And that's the part that makes it feel
icky.
A little lackluster, because there's something that's not perfect about it, but you just gotta let it go.
See, and then I'm like struggling because I'm like, I have some perfect leaves, and I just was like, oh, I want to chop that and start a new one. But then I'm like, I don't need to start a new one. I don't need to, I don't know. But you see like a perfect set of leaves. Like I ripped a leaf off my ZZ because I was like, that's a beautiful leaf and I want to.
Yeah. Also, the hopefully way
you cut it off and didn't just rip it off.
I kind of did just rip it
off. Remember when Lydia like chomped on a leaf with her teeth to give it to give you the cutting?
Yeah.
That ZZ that grew from a single leaf is impressive at this point. It's adorable.
Oh, that little guy up there?
Yeah. Where is it?
Oh.
It's not up there. It's not up there.
Oh, it's on the stove.
Oh. It's so impressive because then one day like it started. It decided it wanted to do something, and then it just went off, popped off from there.
It took a while, though. It did.
It's really cute.
But anyway, the Rainforest Beauty is also takes forever, but.
We were so hyped about that plant. Didn't we buy like two of them?
No.
I thought we did.
I think that that's the only cutting I've ever had.
What about you, Jess? I feel like you have a deep appreciation for all of your plants.
Right now, it's regret. Right now we're talking about regret,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
Adam just laughed and I was like, er.
Yeah, huh. I'm full of regret.
Yes, I am. Let me tell you about my life regrets. I feel like I do have a deep appreciation for my Hoya, But there's a Hoya that will never love me back. And I've come to that understanding. And her name is Mrs. Hoya Carrii. I just don't think that plant is ever going to love me back. And I see her thriving at like random people's houses. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it's just personal. Like at this point, you might be racist because you don't want to live in my care. And it doesn't make sense to me because I'm like, it feels very similar to the Obovada to me. And the like, I have like 10 Obovadas and they're all doing just fine. And yet I can bring a Carrii into my house and like, time it in like 3 weeks later it's dead. They just hate me.
That is weird because they are very similar,
right? Like, that you would think they care and everything. And like I'm like, if an Obovada is surviving, a Carrii should, but no, they won't.
Maybe it's because you don't have a heart.
Maybe, but you would think like that wouldn't matter. Yeah, I don't know, but I do regret making so much investment into something that very obviously doesn't love me back.
Yeah.
Because I've even gotten like well-established ones from you. And Adam. And yeah, like everyone.
That one is in the Obovada both. Like the only reason I'm keeping that Obovada is because it's beautiful. The splashy one. Yeah.
But and it's very sentimental. That's like your plant.
It is very sentimental. It's covered in flat mites too.
Well,
big time.
Well,
and just that's
she looks amazing for flat mites.
I know. Look at that. She grew out those new leaves up there. Boom.
Those are some happy flat mites.
I'm getting some.
Good. Yeah. No. And that's what that was my thought initially too. Like maybe it's mites. Maybe it's this or that. But I'm like, but everything still grows in my house, even with like pests. Everything still grows in your house. So I'm like, it can't be that. It has to be personal.
Yeah.
So yeah, I regret Hoya Carrii ever taking up room in my heart.
Well, do you still have one in your collection right now?
I have one. It's a stick this big as this finger, and it has one scrawny little leaf that's like, I just watered it yesterday and I like sprayed it with the water. And I was like, if this leaf falls off, I'm throwing it away. And it didn't fall
like,
off.
Like, does it aggressively, like, highest, like, setting possible?
And it didn't fall off. So I was like, okay, whatever. And I watered her and put her back. And I was like, okay.
Boom.
What may be will may be. Que sera, sera. So.
Que sera, sera.
What is that?
Oh, sorry.
It's a song.
You know her?
No. Where do you? Where would you sing the song at?
I just played on my car on the radio, like on the Spotify,
like on TV, like in movies.
I didn't know you'd heard it other than in my car.
Sarah, Sarah.
Whatever will be, will be. I feel like if I play it for you, you'll know it.
Maybe.
I'm going to send you a link.
Yeah, it's like a very, what year did that come out?
I have no idea. Like I never knew about it other than hearing it.
Well, that is how you know about something.
Yep. Like, I never saw it, like, in a...
You've never seen it out in the...
Yeah, out in the wild.
Culture.
It's by Doris Day. Do you know Doris Day?
I do.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but it sounds like someone you would know.
Oh, wow.
Well, because you're, like, so well-versed in, like, pop and stuff like that. No, because you're, like, very well-versed in, like, pop and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's because you're old.
From 1960. Oh, 1956.
Okay, but this is just a white chick singing in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I said it the way I said it, because she goes, que sera, sera. And it's very like, no.
Que
sera.
It's,
que sera, sera.
Sera, sera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, anybody have any other regrets? I couldn't think of too many. That I like actually like regret because
I don't think I've ever met a thin leaf Hoya I haven't regretted. Mainly because every time I buy one, I'm like, this is it. I'm going to be such a good Hoya mom and I'm going to water it and I'm going to keep the humidifier or the fountain with water and I'm going to do all these things that I know I'm never going to do. So literally any thin leaf Hoya I've bought has always been I like it would have been faster if I just like chewed up my money and swallowed it. So I've yet to meet a thin leaf Hoya. I haven't regretted. The only one that I have is a Bhoy, Butoy, something like that. that was a trade. So I didn't even pay for that. But everything else that I've like bought, no, basura.
It's because I can't take neglect. You have to actually care.
But again, every time I buy one, I'm like, I'm not going to be this person. I'm going to water you. I'm going to spoil you. I'm going to be this like great mom. And it's like, no, there's a reason I don't have kids. There's a reason things don't depend on me for a living. And it's because like, I'm just looking out for me and it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Cause there's something about the thin leaves, like most of them where, you know, like the thicker leaves, like they get wrinkly and then, you know, and then you can water them and they'll puff back up. But then they aren't like that. Once they're wrinkly, that means they're dried. And the next step is crisp fall off. Yeah.
See, but some of them are like the Exilis and the Denisia Frida. Those get a little like.
Those are a little different. But you know, like those papery thin ones.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like even with the Frida, like there's like a thickness or like a sturdiness to it.
Yeah.
That a like real authentic thin leaf Hoya will not authentic. Thin leaf Hoya will not have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't really ever have. I don't really have a thin leaf Hoya, I don't think.
No, you do. Like the Mapijera, I feel like it's a very thin leaf Hoya. Like that one, if you let it go a little too far, those leaves won't rehydrate again. Like
I have a Mapijera anymore though.
Oh, well.
Probably because of the same reason.
If they like just droop a little, it's fine. But there's like a point where you can tell it's like the leaves wrinkly and they won't rehydrate back from that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys consider Polyneura a thin leaf Hoya?
No.
Okay. Damn, that was fast. Y'all didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for the same reason when I wasn't just into Hoya, like any fern, any type of Calathea was never going to be like happening in my care because it's just like, no. Like y'all too picky to, y'all too like, no.
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 But hey, you know, I know that you regret the investment, but at least for a short period of time, they brought you happiness.
Exactly.
I guess. Like maybe when I bought them and I put them in the cabinet.
Who can say
that like first moment when like you knew that it was going to be in your possession.
Yeah.
And like this was the day.
There was a ting
moment. Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Because I knew you.
But now I'm like, if I had all that money back, I would be rich. No, I wouldn't.
I mean, it depends on what your definition of rich is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got good deals. So,
I did. I was always definitely too not born into money to throw away money like that. So yeah, there's one thing I can be grateful for.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some plants that are no longer with us that you would want to have again or have? Or even if like you don't like actually want it in your collection, like if you see it, you're like, ooh, like I remember having that. You know, like you could like get that momentary feeling of like, oh, I used to have that. And you kind of miss it even, you know?
Well, hold on. I have one more about the regret.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Sorry. I moved on.
No.
I just had my one.
Because you had said you were done. That's why.
Yeah. I have that Lehi Prism with Splash.
Oh.
I'm regretting ever wanting or and even though I didn't pay for it, like my friend Nick sent it to me to help him like grow it out. Like that thing is just we talked about it before, but it is a huge pain. It's doing
they're very challenging.
Now I put it in a little jar to boost up the humidity
in your bedroom,
in natural light in the bedroom. Yeah, so
it's a cool grower, so
I think it'll help. I'm gonna try that as my last ditch effort because there's just one leaf left.
I was going to ask
how. I mean, it's got a healthy root system, but like nothing.
So that Lehi Prism is like your version of my Manny Princess.
Yeah. But it had grown like leaves and then they just died. So
like dried up.
Yeah.
And it was like
dried up.
It has grown like 3 or 4 beautiful leaves and they all still continue to splash. And then one day it was like the vine just shriveled up. And it went quick. Like, you know, usually, obviously, you can tell if you give something like... And I didn't neglect that one. That was on the shelf that I made sure was babied. Anyway.
I wonder if it was too warm. I don't know. That one is very notorious for being very, very difficult. I do know that.
I mean, we've been together probably, I want to say, for a year.
That's like, a solid relationship. Ugh. You're getting to... You're turning the curve, a year, you know?
Maybe or not. I don't remember.
Well, past that honeymoon phase and it was like, bye.
But yeah. I hope it grows. I'm not giving up on it, but I'm not to the Amanda Princess give up point.
Yeah.
Have I got a list for you?
Do you?
Not really a whole list, but like the moment that Lydia mentioned that was the topic, I was like, oh, I know what. Hoya multiflora. And both versions, the green form. And then you had given me a variegated one. Mm-hmm. And that one died really quickly. but both of them, I want them back in my collection because I remember them as being really sturdy and like really. And then once they start blooming, they're pretty prolific bloomers. So I feel like that would be a little boost to my
ego.
My
Wonderfill has never put out a bloom.
No.
Has yours bloomed?
It has peduncles.
Yeah,
it has peduncles. And then they shrivel up and
yellow.
Mine are still there, but they haven't done anything. You know what blooms all the time is my multiflora, the mini leaves with splash. Mm. That one blooms even more than the regular multiflora. Then that's the one I want. It is constantly blooming. But that plant is a thirsty plant.
Is that?
She must be quenched constantly.
I kind of forgot about the mini leaves.
It's very cute. And it's always, always blooming. And the nectar drips everywhere.
Messy.
It's very messy.
Is it sweet nectar?
Yeah.
You could just put like a toast of bread under it and like in the morning be like...
Well, I have two peduncles on each side and they're always blooming from the same spot. So there's just circles of nectar on my shelf now.
I love that.
And to clean it off, now I'm going to have to get like a putty knife or something, like scrape it off.
Oh, see.
But anyway, that's a me problem later when I move.
Yeah.
There was a little part of me that had, but that mini one is cute. I just pulled it up.
It's really cute. It grows prolifically.
I had like a little... This makes me cringe, but I was like trying to scratch off a little sap spot on thing, and it like bent my nail back. Ooh, I hate those saps. It is kind of annoying when that happens.
It can get like, cause some of it just gets like hard candy. And if you're not careful, the thing that will do to me is like, I'll try to like go at it, and then the sap, it like comes up and then it sticks into the nail, and then you can feel it like going.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad. And then just ruins your little cleaning moment.
Yeah.
I just ripped all my fake nails off. So all my nails are sensitive right now. But I wasn't about to pay for them to get taken off. So.
So you just ripped them off?
Well, I like pulled them off. Like they like start to come up a little on their own. And then you just keep pulling at it and it comes off.
Wow.
It is kind of satisfying to do. Yeah.
But it hurts.
It's terrible for your nails.
Yeah. Like they all look like. Like road,
yeah,
under this nail polish, and this one really hurts because I like made it bleed.
Oh, you like ripped your nail in half?
I did.
I've done that before too.
Yeah, it really hurts. But
you know that Barbie video where like you're just like me?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel that right with you.
Yeah.
Like I'll just pick the gel, and I've done that too, where I've like ripped into a nail.
Yep.
I was painting my nails for a little while there, but I was like, I can't keep up with that.
She swore.
I could not. I think it lasted a good month.
No, I just painted them today because of how horrible my nails look. And I was like, let me see if I can hide it. And then this one's already chipped.
You probably should put like moisturizer, like nail polish. Like they sell like the oil stuff for your nails.
Okay. Anyway, I talked about what I want.
That you want in your collection.
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay, yeah, go. Because I don't know if I have ones.
There is a Hoya apoda that I got maybe 2 years ago, and it grew prolifically, and it was on this like huge, beautiful trellis. And in my moment of depression last year, that was like one of the plants that I let go, and the pot with the little tag still sits in.
Like a little, you have a little cemetery for it?
It just sits in like, because I need to like wash the pot. Like I have this whole like thing of like pots and pond and stuff that I need to wash that's in just like a plastic bin. Like that's like my needs to be clean stuff.
That's your graveyard.
Yeah. But it doesn't have anything dead in it. Like I've like taken it out and stuff, but yeah. It's just the shell of the pot.
Yeah,
but I never threw the tag away. So the tag is still just sitting in there.
In memory
and so,
of.
Yeah. So then like I'll like walk by that bin and see it sometimes. And I'm like, I did really like that plant. Like the leaves are thinner and they're almost like, almost slightly fuzzy on the underside, mm-hmm. but they would come in and they have like a little like curve to them to where it like indents in the middle and then it points to a little tip. And they were just like the cutest, most delicate little leaves. And they would just like pop up, like just grow. And it was such a pretty plant. And I'm going to try to get another one because it was just beautiful. Yeah. And I really wanted to see it bloom and I never got a peduncle.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, can you spell the name of it for me?
A-P-O-D-A.
Apoda?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. In Spanish, a nickname is called an apodo. So this reminds me of that word.
Can I see it? Hmm? Show it to me. Well, that's just a flower.
That's usually what makes Hoya different, but there you go.
Oh.
It's cute.
That is very cute.
Yeah.
Like the leaf shape. Like
it's giving thin leaf though.
It's not thin leaf though. Is it?
Yeah, it's a thinner leaf.
It's giving lemon tree leaf. And yeah.
But those little flowers are so cute. They're just like these like single little flowers that come out.
No, thin leaf and like what? Is it like the Medusa thin leaf? Like that kind of texture? Because they look pretty
yes.
rigid.
Yes. Yes, it is more like Medusa thin leaf.
Those are not little flowers.
Oh yeah, they're like big flowers. But
she's like cute. Those little flowers. I'm like, that's not little.
But they seem very intolerant to heat and cold. Because I remember I brought one for Wendy and I put it in a little plastic baggie and she lives in California. And just during the travel from Arizona to California with like that temperature change, because we went in the summer, like it heated up a little bit in the bag and one of the leaves fell off.
Dang.
Like a day later, she told me and the leaf fell off. And I think it was because of the temperature change, which yeah. was like not even that much.
Yeah.
So no. I thought that was surprising.
That's wild.
But it's cute. I always wanted to see the blooms. So yeah, so I think I'm going to try to get another one because it's.
Wait, did you trade it with Doug?
No.
He talks about how he got his from a trader in Phoenix.
Oh.
That's cool. I wonder who gave it to him.
Who's in Phoenix? What year was that post published? That blog.
He said it's his favorite discovery of 2022.
Oh, 2022. So. It's probably Darius.
Probably. It says it's a prolific bloomer.
I did a trade with Darius.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I finally got? That was on my wish list. A cordata.
Nice. Yeah.
Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey there, Let's Talk Hoya listeners. We're so glad that you're here joining us as we chat all about Hoya. And can you believe it? It's already been over a year since we've been doing this podcast, and it's just been filled with so many great memories. And most of those surround you, our listeners, and hearing from you all and getting to engage with you. And if you like what you're hearing, we hope you take a moment to leave us a review. Honestly, it means so much to us. They make us laugh and it brightens our day. And so we hope that you take a moment to do that. Be sure to connect with us on Instagram. You can find us at lets.talkhoya and check out our show notes. They're linked in our bio. We also have a Patreon community called Peduncle Pals, and we hope to see you there.
But I do kind of miss having the Sarawar. Like, do I want it again? I don't think so. But I did like that plant a lot. And so But then I also really liked the verticillata that has been identified as macrophylla for so long. Mm-hmm. Like those two are two, and I still have one over there because my friend Brie gave me a cutting. But I literally, like, that tray has literally been sitting there for probably the better part of 2 years. Yeah. Sorry. I said verticillata. The latifolia that people always call the macrophylla.
Yes.
The outer variegated. But yeah. Am I going to do anything with it? Probably not. I don't know why, but it's still over there.
Yeah.
Surviving. But I did love when I had my big full plant of that and like the leaves were stacked next. I mean, it was just gorgeous.
Like, how it like stacks on the trellis.
And then like how they're shaped with the waffle. You know, maybe I will do something with that plant. I don't know.
It probably put out really pretty leaves. When we saw last week's episode, when we got those questions, and who was it? Someone had sent us the picture of their latifolia, mm-hmm. and they're like, are these peduncles? And like, we just saw that beautiful latifolia plant.
Yes.
And it really made me want the one that's like inner variegated.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one's so pretty.
The pot of gold.
Yes, pot of gold. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I still have a latifolia sarawak if you want one. That's one of those plants where it's like, every time I look at it, I'm like, I don't like have to have you. But then I look at it, I'm like, but this plant's gorgeous. Because yeah. the way that it grew was, it grows really fast. And so it just grew on this whole one side of the trellis. And these huge leaves came in and they're just like stacked on each other.
Gorgeous.
And it's really gorgeous. And so then I'm like, I can't just let that go. But then once it got to the top, it kind of stopped growing because there's like nowhere for it to go. So I chopped it back mm-hmm. and I left it at a point where it has these like two perfect leaves. And so I'm hoping that I can just watch it grow again. Cause I feel like that was the best part, was just watching them grow.
Yeah. And like watching those leaves develop, because they start so small and then they just get so freaking big.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they're fresh in my mind. Cause we talked about them last week. But those are, okay, so gunung gadding. Even though I still have one, I kind of yeeted my whole big plant because I was just kind of over it. I knew it had pests and it was in LECA still. So there was like so many obstacles to me treating this plant. One, I hated that it was always in LECA, but I didn't want to change it. It was very big and everything was twined together.
Yeah.
And so treating it for pests the way I want to treat for pests now is difficult. And I just let it go, you know? I threw it in the corner for the longest time and it was just like over there for I think like 3 months. Just like, if you live, you live, whatever. And I would randomly give it water.
And she survived. She's like, I will live. And
even grew a peduncle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has it ever bloomed?
No.
It has never bloomed.
And then that
for
peduncle
you.
Dried up and it was like my last straw. I was like, all right. I think I probably let my anger take over.
Man. I want one of those again because when the leaf first comes in, it is the most stunning leaf to watch grow.
Yeah.
The gunungading?
Yeah.
It is so pretty.
I want one again too, but I want to deserve her. I'm not ready to deserve her. Same with elliptical. Like, they deserve better and I'm not ready. I need to work on myself first.
That's so funny.
I feel like a bro who just like swears he's like making like, that's me with the Hoya. Yeah.
Such a bro.
But yeah, it is like one of like, cause it has like all the veins that it's going to have, all the markings it's going to have from the get go. And then you just watch it and the color coming in, everything about it is a very gorgeous plant.
Yeah. I wonder how it is to watch the gunung gadding ghost grow. Because that is one that I would actually desire to own.
Like to have.
Now. Like if I would say to have a wish list, that's has always kind of been on there since it was.
Since it came out.
Yeah.
Since its inception.
But I wonder how those leaves, like how that whole process goes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Anywho.
What about you, Jesse? Any others?
I said the gunung gadding, the elliptica, the multiflora. Well, my
she's like, well, we're talking about it.
Carnosa Nicholsonii, the silver one.
The NGG?
NGG.
You get a ghost?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, my bad. NGG. Because that one was doing great for me for a very long time. And then again, it was just one of those phases where it was like, it was either me or the plants. And I chose me.
Yeah.
I got to put me first.
You got to put me first.
And she, I think she got tired because she was kind of a tease with her, like, oh, I need water. And then she'd be fine. And then she did it one more time. And then she wasn't fine. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Maybe neglect isn't a form of care.
I kind of miss that one, too, when it's like a big full plant.
Yeah.
Like, it's really pretty.
And I really wanted mine to sun-stress because its sun-stress is like a bright lavender purple. And I was just like, please. But again, I wasn't willing to put the work in. So I got to work on me first. I got to deserve her in my garden. So
yeah,
as much as I would love it, I got to wait. And I got to like, yeah, there's like plants sitting in my left side of my sink right now. I started watering like 3 days ago.
Oh, girl.
But same. They got sprayed, so they haven't gone without water.
It's a process.
And then any moment now, I'm going to just take like the freaking like 5 minutes it would take to get those plants back onto the shelf.
You have the visualization, so yeah. It's just a matter of time before it happens. Like, it's going to happen for
exactly.
you.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe exactly. it. There was a plant when I was looking for plants that I wanted and was a Matilde.
Ooh.
And...
ooh, I just killed a splashy one.
There's like the silver Matilde and then the inner variegated Matilde. But the Matilde is always like just so cute and it trails like so pretty. And I remember having one way back in the day and now I don't have one anymore. And, you know, I'm getting ready to move and I'm like thinking of like trailing plants, you know. And I used to have that at my other house hanging up in the window and trailing really pretty. And I'm like, that would just be so nice to have again.
Yeah.
Like it would be a fun, easy, fuss-free, just cute little plant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, that'd be a fun one. I know.
I think I finally got rid of mine. I just didn't. I don't know. They are pretty though. Like that's the thing. It's like I go back. See, so maybe that's on my regret list. It's
because I saw a post. Someone like made a post, and I saw it and I was like, man, I remember having one of those.
Yeah, and then they have. Oh, it's a very goofy laugh. and then
she always laughs.
That's why I always had the four-sided peduncle. A Matilde always gave me like a flower. Like a mutated flower.
Yes, it was a square.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Anyway.
So I do kind of miss it, but I now low-key, high-key want the inner variegated one.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Ooh, I don't know if I've actually seen... No, I have seen the inner variegated one. Haven't I? Yeah.
Is that the one I killed?
No.
One of you two gave me one.
Well, then no, because neither of
us. Okay. Okay, it was definitely the splashy one, though. I would like a Matilde back in my... It's like a teeny tiny obovata.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah. And a Bella at some point. I feel like if I ever tried with the thin leaf one again, I'd like to try the Bella.
Oh, I love
Bella. I love the Bella, the big basket that I have. I love it.
Okay, but that video that you posted on your stories...
Yeah.
When was it? Just like the other day? Yeah. That was a phenomenal video.
Oh, I just sat in this chair and I was like sliding around.
It was a phenomenal video. I don't think
video. I saw it. Is it on your timeline or it was just on stories?
Just on stories. Show me to me. But I do get really like that thing has been on a journey and it's just so pretty.
And remember that one time when Jackie's Jungle in the Desert came back for just like the slightest bit of time.
Just to flex on us. Yeah.
Her plants are like next freaking level.
Sometimes I come out here and look at that and I was like, you're getting close to Jackie's size. And then I'm like, you go, girl.
But her plants are freaking...
It's very one-sided, but I think I'm...
Gorgeous.
I like meant to do it that way.
Last plant for me. I long time ago had a Kenningiana in a variegated, the one that looks like the bacon. And I don't know why I had like one point just decided I want to grow it anymore. That really
helped me, the bacon part.
Yes, the like, bacon. Because like, as soon as you see that, like that's the bacon plant. But at like one point I decided I don't want to grow this plant anymore. I remember selling my last piece that I had and I never like grew it out to be like a big plant. And I really want one to like grow it out.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that would be a fun one because it's just so pretty.
It is.
It's a really pretty plant.
There was one.
Is that like the Wayerii? Does it grow like the Wayerii? No.
Yeah, let me show you.
We mean. There's this plant with a K that I also had, but Kentiana. It was a big, sturdy leaf. Giant leaf. Tangamus. I would want that one, I guess. That one again, I would want.
Isn't that a locality?
Yeah.
Tangamus, yeah. So the species Tangamus, it's a very big leaf Hoya.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there was another one. It started with a K. Yeah, that one's cute. Didn't we get that from April?
No, I had one at one point. A few years ago. That was when I was still living in the Buckeye house. So that was a few years ago. And then there was a point that I just decided I'm not going to grow you anymore. Who knows why?
She was born with it. Maybe it was depression.
It was such a cute little plant. But anyway.
Yeah. There are many occasions. Like, okay, so I think about plants. Like if I'm going through my Instagram, there are plants that I wish I had again, but some of it is like sentimental, like where I first got it or like my stage in life and when I first got it. It's not so much like that plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was it? We talked about, was it in Patreon that we talked about keeping a tracking Hoya or whatever?
Yeah.
So I finally went and found this list that I had started in 2023.
Oh.
And I put all of 50 plants on it. And I'm sad that I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Because then it made me realize where I've gotten some of my plants from. And I'd completely forgotten.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like I got this from this person. That's crazy. Like I totally forgot. And I'm a little sad that I don't have that for all of my plants.
Yeah.
Like I'm a little bit sad about it.
Yeah. Like a little history and...
Yeah, like I'm a little bit sad about it.
So I think
it.
You should start now.
Yeah. But now I'm like, that was in 2023.
See, sometimes like the fear of like going back and feeling sad about failing at something really stops me like from going through my camera roll just to see like which ones I regret. And now I know I'm thinking about when I look at my list, I'm going to be like, oh, that one. Oh, and that one.
Actually, let me pull up my list and see what I miss.
Oh, but that's good that you still have them and you still have some of those plants. So you still have their history.
Mm-hmm. So
were there any surprises on there, Lydia, when you saw it? Well, I guess we got a surprise from Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Vitelli no ideas.
Oh,
remember when you gave that to me all like,
no,
you gave me this.
Yeah, so the whole plant on a double trellis. Oh. That actually lived for like...
Oh, and it crawled up your wall. Yeah.
You grew that out really well. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but then again, the big D.
And not the fun one.
Not the fun one. The big depression. Oh, and Ichoy Diaz. I did love that plant.
See, that's the sadness that I want to feel.
Cominciana.
I would just rather stay ignorant. I love that plan.
Okay, that's it though. That's it. Oh, and then the X13 that you have, that you, sir, you have a cutting for me.
Oh, I do. I have a really nice cutting for you. I just keep on freaking
it.
The X13.
Yeah. It's from Vietnam.
SP Vietnam.
Species Vietnam. Mm-hmm.
13. Because I bought that from Leaf and Spine like sometime during COVID.
Long time. That was like in 2022.
Yeah. And then mine died. Suddenly, and then, but she saw it cutting of it.
Yeah, I kept that alive for quite a long time.
Your list in 2023 and my list in 2023 were done around the same time because I think we were like trying to do it at the same time.
Because we like got inspired by something. And I was like, ooh, I want to remember where all my plants are from. But at that time, like I really could remember where a lot of my plants are from. Mm-hmm. And so that's why like it took such a long time, but then I stopped and then Like, I distinctly remember starting it, and that was a, like, I started it, and then I stopped, and that was it. Yeah. Like, I never went back to it.
It was like a one day
thing. One night, yeah. I got inspired to do it, and then I never did it again.
Yeah.
Because I literally put the date, like, July 2023 started, and then the file date is, like, July whatever 2023. Yeah. So.
Classic.
But anyway, yeah. So, now I'm like, it would be fun to trade plants, but
yeah.
I need to move first.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
So, but anyway, those are the ones.
Okay. Can I confess something? Can we have a confession, or should I save that for Patreon? A plant confession.
Oh, leave it in here as a little
gift to the people.
Yes.
Say it now.
So I can say it. Okay, my Pandoratas over there. You know how we kind of went a little crazy with Pandoratas?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like the Lacanosas.
Yeah. And they are gorgeous, but they take up a lot of space.
Well, because they grow so fast.
And they do grow really fast.
Yeah.
But mine have kind of like thwarted. They're hidden behind this light for you, Jesse, so you can't see them.
I thought it was that one.
But I tell you what, those things have been through some shit. Okay. And
I'll tell Hugh highs,
high highs and low lows. And the other month they were just like covered in root mealies. Like I picked that out of the pot and it was like, you saw the white fuzzies just everywhere. Well, I've cured the root mealies.
Nice.
But I didn't know I cured the root mealies until today when I was going, or yesterday when I was going to water them, because I just see the wrinkly ass leaves and I'm like, I just need to wait till this dies so I can just throw it away. But then I went to pick it up yesterday and I was like, I know this is going to have like ripe white fluff in it. And I pulled it up and it was like all brand new roots.
Wow.
And no mealies. And then I'm like, that the only reason I'm keeping it is because like it's trying so hard. But like I don't care about it. Not the only reason. I do care about it. But it's just like hard to find a spot for it. It's hard to like show it off in a way that I want to show it off because it's so like gangly.
Yeah. But I feel like the spot that you have, I know that you don't want it, you know, consorting with its neighbor from above, but,
no consorting.
But honestly, the spot that you have it on the stands that you have it on, it's like perfect. Like they look phenomenal, you know?
I think it's really cute.
Okay. I think it's cute too, but if you're ready
like, I love it, but
toss it, just send it my way.
Yeah.
Because it's technically the same thing, but you get the joy of knowing I tortured it to death.
But yeah, literally yesterday I was going to throw it away and then I picked it up and I saw all those brand new roots and I just remember like, where she was and I'm just like, you're trying. And then I couldn't get rid of it.
I mean, at the end of the day, it has to bring joy for you. Yeah. Like that, like is beautiful. I think it's beautiful. Yeah. It reminds me of like, I don't know, sometimes like a really
it looks
big,
like
pretty
a
plant.
Fern. It's like. It looks like a fern.
They just like look like statement pieces. There we go. Like how a fern does, yeah.
Like in a magazine.
Yeah.
Not just like a fern. It looks like a magazine fern.
A magazine.
Yeah.
That's about how it like sits there and it like takes up the space and it like looks like statement pieces. But they at the end of the day, they have to bring you joy is the thing, you know? So.
Well, we're going to sit with her for a bit more.
Because she's done it. So you're like.
She deserves a rest this summer.
Yeah.
You know?
And not to just be yeeted.
Yeah.
Die in winter.
That's right. Anyway, hit us up. And let us know what your biggest regret was. And also.
Oh, your regrets. We don't need to get that deep.
If you start throwing your life regrets at us, it's over.
Yeah.
I would love to hear. And then also maybe a plant like, you know, that you used to have that maybe you're inspired to get again.
Yeah.
But you can tag us over at let's.talkhoya on Instagram. And you can also find us all individually on Instagram. I am at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Año.
Bye.
Picture this, you're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.